A quick note before we begin. Today's episode contains scenes depicting anxiety, duress, threat of physical harm, and intense situations. As well, there are some sound effects that are gunshots. So please stay safe. Make sure you're in a good place before listening. And thank you so much for wandering with us.
The Wanderer will begin after these short messages. Thank you for your support.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode of The Wanderer was produced on the stolen lands of the Massachusetts peoples. If you enjoyed today's episode, consider joining us in making a donation to the Massachusetts Center for Native American Awareness, working across Massachusetts to preserve Native American arts and cultural traditions. You can make a donation today at mcnss.org/donate. Thank you. The Wanderer is made possible by the generous support of all of our incredible patrons. We'd especially like to thank Marin Schroeder, Charles Gustine, Jeff Van Driesen, James Oliva, Kristen Tallis, Morgan Ainsley, thanks Mom and Dad, and Haley Casey. If you'd like to help support independent storytelling and hear your name before each episode, visit patreon.com/pondersproductions and join us today. Quick upon my heels he chases, through the thickets bramble racing, trying to keep pace with the wander's sudden. Focused on the rhythm, beating, breathing faster as the seething hunter rages onward, cutting through the night with furious. I can't look back. I won't look back. I already know his face. Does my heart or feet move faster? Was that last shot truly last, or is this ceaseless chase of madness only just begun? It was just one branch that snapped, but when you cut, the forest cuts back. So I found myself forced to run, to run, to run, stalked by this hunter with his ever-firing gun. I know his face, its creases, ceaseless worries as his fury drives him, driving on the chase. I've seen it when I look into a pool that's still. It is only gone upon some movement in the water's glassy face. His is mine, and mine is his. I know each scar and trace. The forest will reveal your deepest demons from that place. You keep them locked away and set them chasing. Set your mind racing, ending any sense of ease. Asking, begging, aching for some way to appease. But there is not except to go, to run, to run, to run. Hoping that you're not between the sights of your own gun. Up and over tree trunk fallen, following the forest's calling. Have I found a spot where I may stop and breathe? It won't be more than a moment's respite, but I'll take it. slower. To go. Find some peace. The tree behind our home. Our home. Our peace. That place we chose to love, to build our life, to hold each other through our joy and strife. It stands alone. No forest for our tree. Go back. Find it again. Find it again. Find it again. I'm looking for that day you held me and whispered everything will be all right. I'm feeling for the arms that held me tight, pushed back my fears and proved I could be free. I can't remember what it was that set my mind to spiral down and deep, only that you were there with me beneath our tree. That's the memory, the place I want to get us back to home, to live, to be. I do not stand alone so long as you love me.
Caught you now. Nowhere to turn, nowhere to hide. What to do now, wanderer? There's only but to face the consequences, to admit that you have failed, to give up.
I won't. I won't. I won't. I won't.
I won't run anymore. You don't get to do this. You don't get to tangle my guilt and my grief. I haven't failed, and I won't give up. I'm allowed to make mistakes. Some may not be forgiving. I may not be the best at it myself. But Andrew forgives me. He always has. And he always will. And maybe I can forgive myself too.
The Wanderer will continue after these short messages.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Carry on through the day, carry on through the night, carry on by my love, carry on by starlight. You are loved, you are safe, you will make it through. Carry on, carry on, carry on. Carry on through the sadness, carry on through the grief. Carry on by my love, carry on by belief. That you are loved, that you are safe, that you will make it through. Carry on, carry on, carry on. Carry on through the day, carry on through the night. Carry on by my love, carry on by starlight. You are loved, you are safe, you will make it through. Carry on, carry on, carry on. Carry on, carry on, carry on.
The Wanderer is written and sound designed by T.H. Ponders. Produced by Jordan Stillman. Show art and design is by V. Silverman. Additional art by Olivia Lee. Transcripts and full credits for each episode are available at callofthewander.com. Ad sales and marketing support by Fable and Folly. Our special thanks goes out to Sean Howard, Russ Moore, Christina Orlando, Elka Carl, Jeff Van Driesen, and Chad Ellis. If you're enjoying the show, consider donating $1 a month over at patreon.com/pondersproductions. You'll get behind-the-scenes content, early access to the episodes, and other occasional bonuses. Again, that's patreon.com/pondersproductions. We want to know more about you and what's important to our listeners. If you can, take a second and fill out our short survey at fableandfolly.com/survey and tell us a bit more about yourself, the shows you listen to, and your podcast listening habits. This really helps us when it comes to funding our show, and it's super short and shouldn't take much of your time. Plus, you'll get some pretty awesome digital thank you gifts from all the shows on the network. Again, that's fableandfolly.com/survey. Please stay safe, and thank you for wandering with us.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I got this really strange email last night.
I need to see what's going on with this mystery file.
Hey, it's a map of a town called Ocean Bay.
Someone sent these images to you for a reason.
I'm so lost right now.
When was the last time you chose a direction and followed it?
I'm going to Ocean Bay.
We don't get many tourists this time of year.
Ocean Bay is a friendly town, but we're not that friendly.
I never sent you an email. I don't even know you.
And why exactly are you here?
The map is the reason we're here.
Maps help when you're lost.
Do you know what a trap street is?
Trap streets aren't real. They don't exist.
Don't trust anyone unless they give you a reason to trust them.
I think he's dead.
How could so much damage happen to a human body in such a short period of time?
What the hell is going on here?
From the creators of Strange Air, this is Trap Street.
So maps can have secrets.
Yes, maps can have secrets.